Now, when I talk to you about motor neuron disease, you probably know about it because of famous people like Professor Stephen Hawking, Tinus Lanier, the former rugby great, also the other former rugby great, Joost van der Westhuizen. But for Morne Basson, it's really about ordinary people around him that matters. And that's why he is certainly 1 month into breaking the Guinness World Record by running 72 half marathons in 72 days on a treadmill. Yo, Morne, good morning.
Good morning, Kenya, and good morning to the listeners.
An Afrikaans, die mense sê jy is mal. But in any case...
Ek is lekker mal. Ek kan dalk vir a treadmill detox moet gaan.
So, Morne, let's talk about this, right? What sparked the idea in the first place?
I've had a family member that passed away from MND, motor neuron disease, many years ago.
Yeah.
And we weren't that close, but the disease really intrigued me. And it was devastating to see the absolutely horrible effect to the human body due to this beast of a disease, which there's currently, from a human point of view, no cure for. And back in 2015, I worked on a cruise ship, and they extended my contract. And I was planning to run the Comrades Marathon, which I've done before. And I couldn't run the race, and I decided, you know what, and that's just my outlook on life. Any challenge, I try to turn into something great. And I decided to run on the treadmill on the day of the actual Comrades Marathon in Alaska in the middle of the ocean, becoming the first crazy guy to do an ultra marathon at sea.
That's hilarious. I love it.
And I've put it on social media that I'm doing it to raise awareness for MND. And yeah, I was blown away with the feedback and everything that came from it. And things just started to escalate. And that's where I am today.
Well, hopefully someone sponsored you a treadmill by now.
Unfortunately not, but we are working on that.
Well, if anybody out there has a treadmill for Morne Basson, then we should organize it. But that's after his detox. That's after he's done his 72 half marathons in 72 days. What type of prep did you do for this?
To be honest, most of it is mentally. The human body can do absolutely anything. It's just the mind that is limiting us. So obviously I've done a lot of training on a treadmill running. But I need to do a lot of abdominal exercises, a lot of exercises to keep my knees and back and feet strong.
Yeah.
Obviously, I don't want to put anything to risk and harm my own body. And a lot of people tend to think by running so much on a treadmill, you will hurt yourself. And I totally disagree. You just need to do the correct preparations for it and look after the body. But it's mentally very challenging being on a treadmill.
Absolutely. And are you trying to raise money for this as well, or is it just awareness?
The awareness is my biggest thing. There's so many people that have got no idea what these guys really go through. Mm. I've got a Back a Buddy campaign going, and the idea with that is obviously to cover my own costs. At the same time, I'm trying to raise enough funds to do a documentary by actually taking video crew into the houses of these MND patients and spend a lot of time with them to show the world what these guys go through on a daily basis. Not only the MND patient, but also the caretakers, the immediate family. It is devastating. And the hardest thing for me is, and it's really sickening to know that government not doing anything to help these guys. Most medical aids do not cover any of these costs. A lot of the life insurance companies don't even see it as a dreaded disease. So, I'm trying to raise awareness, hopefully trying to change the mind of people out there. Mm. And just, I'm a normal guy trying to make a massive difference. We can't help everybody every day, but every day we can help somebody.
Okay. Now, Morne, what is your Back a Buddy campaign address? Where do we go very quickly?
It's if you go to Back a Buddy, it's Morne Basson 72 Half Marathons. And if you search Morne Basson, it will pop up right at the top.
So you're 1 month into breaking it. How long do you have left?
Today will be day 31. I've got, 72 days to go.
Mm.
The current world record is 52 days. So, but I'm going to do it properly, and then we're going to do 72, and I'll finish up in Johannesburg on the 24th of September.
Brilliant. On a treadmill.
On a treadmill.
Morne, great chatting to you. Well done, and thank you so much for joining us this morning.